Blog Talk Radio.
Meditate in the spirit for a while. I don't know whether you like George Beverly Shea, but this is Echoes from the Heart. I always love to listen to this, and we're just going to meditate a few minutes, and then we're going to go into the Word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Let it shine.
let it shine.
Hide it under the bushel.
No, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This is the light of mine.
I'm going to let it shine. It's the light of mine. I'm going to let it shine.
Let it shine.
Let it shine.
Let it shine.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Bye.
Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Mm. The Lord has been back. you, Lord, for going out, Lord, bringing in the lost sheep. Oh, praise God. God, you don't let none go. God, you have loved us so much. God, you have cared for us so much. Oh, God, I thank you for that I was one of them lost sheep. God, that you went out and brought back into your fold, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for your love, God. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Lord. That's what you do for all of us, God. Thank you, God. You just love us so much, God. Lord, you never leave us, not forsake us, oh, God. God, you just, oh, God, love us so much, God, that you gave your only son for to die on the cross for us, God, to forgive us of our sins, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that there is no other God like you, Father God. We just thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, oh, God, yes, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for the blood, oh, God, that was shed for us on that old rugged cross. Thank you, Father God. We thank you for that our sins are washed into the sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered again, God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, God, oh, your goodness and your mercy and your grace, God. Thank you, Lord God, for equipping us, oh, God, for everything that we need pertaining to life and godliness in you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, God, we just thank you, Father God. Lord God, that you have provided your word for us, God. Oh, Father God, that your word, oh, God, cleanses us. Your word, oh, God, encourages us, oh, God. Your word, oh, God, is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, oh, God. Your word, oh, God, oh, Father God, establishes us. It builds us. It helps us, oh, God, because it's you, Lord. Everything, oh God, that I say about your word, God, it's you, God. Oh God, it's all you wrapped up into one. And God, we praise you. Yes, we do, God. You an awesome God. You just more than we can even ask or think. You are more than we can explain, God. You are unexplainable. Oh, we know that you are God, God. We know that you don't have a beginning nor an end. Oh, God, you the Alpha and Omega. Praise God. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Lord God, that you establishes our going in and our coming out, our uprising and our sitting down, God. We just thank you, Father God, for every prayer that is uttered. We thank you, Father God, for every intercessor, every, oh, God, yes, Lord God, every apostle, every, oh, God, prophet, oh God, every pastor, every teacher, every evangelist, we thank you for the fivefold ministry, God, that you have set in order, God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, God, to help us carry this thing on through, God. Oh, God, thank you, Father God. Thank you for every mother tonight, God, that may have lost her son, oh, God, to prison walls or to the bullet, God. I pray, God, that her eyes will be upon you, God. You will establish her going in and coming out. You will give her peace and comfort, God, where there seems to be so much turmoil, God. Oh, God, because you can do anything, God, if we keep our mind fixed up on you. Oh, Father God, look on everyone that's sick tonight, God. Lord God, you're the healer, God. Lord, we know that you can heal all kinds of diseases, God. Oh, God, we don't know what you may be suffering through or going through, but we know a God. Oh, that woman said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. So, Father God, I ask you tonight, God, to heal high blood pressure, heal diabetes, heal all kind of foot problems, hip problems, back problems, all kinds of problems, God. Oh, Father God, that the enemy is trying to snake up on the people, God, I pray that they be free. Free, free, and delivered, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just pray, God, Father God, for every or marriage, oh God, Father God, that's breaking into, God, Lord God, you can mend them because your love is deeper, God, deeper than anything. Look on that daughter, oh God, that maybe have gotten pregnant out of wedlock and hurt that parent heart, oh God. I pray for healing, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father God, every hurt, God, oh, God, that we have encountered down through the years, God, I ask that you remove it, Lord God. Father God, you said if I ask anything in your your name, God, you will do it. And Father God, I just believe you tonight, God. Oh God, for every drug problem, oh God, Father God, that they be delivered, oh God, whether it's alcohol, substance, heroin, oh God, in the name of Jesus, remove it, God. Heal, God, heal, God. Oh, we need healing in our land, God. You said if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, God, you said you would heal this land. God, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, our White House need healing, God. Oh, God, from every party, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to heal tonight, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, we ask you to look on every governor. Oh, God, every mayor, God. Oh, Father, that holds a position. And anyone that holds a position, oh, God. Oh, God, a workplace, God. I'm asking tonight, God. Oh, Father God. Lord God, to meet your people needs, oh God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, we know that there's no need, oh God, that you can't fix, oh God. There's nothing too hard, God, that you can't do, oh God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we know, God, there's no problem, God, that you can't solve, God. Oh, God, because you're a problem solver, God. Oh, God, thank you, Father God. Lord God, those that's lost, oh God, and don't know you, God, I pray, Father God, that they will, oh God, call upon the name of Jesus and be saved. Oh, God, I pray for that one that's backslidden. Oh, that's in the hog pen. God, I know your arms is open because you said you're married to the backslider. I pray that they will come in, oh God. Oh, thank you, Father God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, bless your people, God, everywhere, God. Oh, God, as they call upon you, God. Oh, give them the joy, oh, God, for strength, oh, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, God, strengthen them in every area, God. Every feeble knee, God. Oh, God, every weak knee, God. Oh, Father, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, open their ears, God, that they can hear from you, oh, God. Open their eyes. Oh God, Lord God, that they can see beyond the natural, God. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, God, let your people be healed and set free, God. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we are believing you tonight, God. Oh God, oh God, because God, oh God, who else can we call on, God? Nobody but you, Lord God. Oh God, you the only one can do this thing. Oh God, we trust you. We believe on you. Oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. There's no weapon formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. God, you are the one, oh God, Father God, oh God, that takes us out of the way from the enemy, God, and you fight the battle for us, God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Yes, I thank you tonight, God. Oh God, oh, thank you for the refreshing of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you for the Spirit that lives in us. Thank you, Father God, for building us up in our most holy faith, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, praise God. Oh, great God are you. We look to you. Yes, Lord God. Oh, when all else fails. Oh, God, you give us a song in the night season, all the day long. I was meditating on George Beverly Shea, that used to sing with I was just meditating in the spirit as we get ready to come on with the word. I used to love to listen to George when he would sing with the evangelist evangelist, I can't call his name now and I can see him. Oh, but anyway, meditating in the spirit with some of the songs from George Beverly Shea, and just before I came on with the word tonight, and I pray that you was meditating with me, praise God, hallelujah. God is good, you know, and God is awesome God, yes he is, praise God, hallelujah, praise God. Well, my co-host is out tonight, so we're going to go on. with the word. You are listening to God's favorite ministry coming to you live tonight. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet or whatever you may be going through. God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts. Praise God. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Jesus is just ready. Yes, he is. And he is willing, praise God, to give us rest from anything that we go through. He knows how long that we have to go through the fire. He knows how long. Hey, praise God. Oh, he said you'll go through and you won't be burned. You will come out and you won't smell like smoke. Praise God. God lets us to go through things to strengthen us and to build us up in our most holy faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's building us every day. He's helping us every day. He's taking us along this way every day. Oh, but one day we all shall be together and we shall look up on his face and call upon the name of Jesus and say, "Oh, thank you, Father." And he will say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Now come, let me make you ruler over many." Praise God. That's the kind of God we serve. Praise God. He's awaiting for us. Oh, yes, he's coming back to get us. Yes, he's coming back to get his children. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, on yesterday at my home, our service was here, and we had a wonderful and awesome time in the Lord. And I feel like the Lord was saying to me for this first Sunday of the month to bless the people. And what we had was a blessing service yesterday and a feet washing and a communion service, all three combined. So tonight, I want to give you some of the blessing scriptures that we went through yesterday and how God blesses his people. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I just wish you could have been here with us because, oh, did the Spirit move within the house yesterday. There was five women that spoke on different scriptures on the Word of God. And they bless our hearts yesterday. It was so awesome. God moved mightily. Praise God. Hallelujah. God has a way of doing things. Oh, I just wished I could have all of you all here on first Saturday because we meet every first Saturday here at the home. Praise God. In ministry. Praise God. And I'm just still babing in it. Praise God. On what God did yesterday. Praise God. We prayed for some that had ailments. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God and believe God that everything was going to vanish away and it will never come back. Praise God. Hallelujah. So tonight, my title is Bless the People, the Eight Blessings of God. Eight Blessings of God. Praise God. Eight Blessings of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the first one we're going to go into will be Deuteronomy, and we all familiar with it. Deuteronomy 1-14. The blessings of obedience. You know, God wants his children to be obedient so he can bless them. Praise God. Hallelujah. God just wants to do so much for us. He wants to heal us. He wants to deliver us. He wants to set us free. Praise God. So we're going to look at these blessings. Praise God. The blessing of obedience. He said, if you will be obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Isn't God good? Yes. God just wants us to be obedient. So let's read this right here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to his name. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it reads it, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do his commandment, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee. God now is telling you how he's going to bless you. And yesterday, every time a blessing would call out, I was just hollering. I missed some of them, but I would say, that's another blessing. And I want you to claim them tonight as well, praise God. Oh, that's a blessing, praise God. And I would claim it. And I would claim it for the people. I'm claiming blessings for you in this year, 2019 is for you. Praise God. Okay, he says here, I command thee this day that the Lord thy God will set thee on high. See, we have to look at certain words in the word. He will set thee on high. And all this is underlined in my Bible automatically. I don't know about yours. And above all nations, praise God, of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on you. Hallelujah. See, I'm going to get excited tonight, and I'm going to make some messes. Because I get excited when God say what he's going to do for me, for you. All these blessings shall come on thee, on you. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm excited. If thou wilt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, all you got to do is call up on him. Praise God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, wherever you live. Praise God. I say God blessings upon you. Praise God. Blessed shall you be in the field. You know, it could be out there, and you don't have to be in a big old field. It can be right out there in the streets. That's in the field or in the grocery store, wherever you are. I say blessings upon you. I'm pronouncing God blessings upon you to start this new year off, that you be blessed. All right. Verse 4. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body. Praise God. And the fruit of that ground. I don't know whether you plant stuff or not, but you sure enough eat stuff from the ground. Hallelujah. Woo! It's yours because you go out there and buy it and bring it in and eat it. Praise God. Bless. Praise. Bless you. Bless the fruit of thy cattle. You don't raise them, but somebody does. And we eat that beef sometimes, which I don't at times. Most time, I'm not a beef eater. But when I do, bless the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Well, we know back then, it could say that because they had sheep pastures. But we don't have it now. But God had to bless them still, you know? Praise God. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy storehouse. I don't know about your cupboard. I want mine to be blessed this year. I want to bless you this year. I just want you to be blessed. Praise God. Blessed shall thou be when thou comest in. Come on, somebody. When you come in and close your door, you want your house to be fully blessed. I have anointed my house for the first of the year, all of my windowsills, because I want it blessed. And I pray that you will do the same thing. Go and plead the blood over your house and anoint every windowsill and every door seal. Praise God. So bless when you come in, and bless when you go out there, because you have blessed your house for this coming year. Praise God. The blessings as you go and as you come. Praise God. God said he will give you the ground. Oh, glory, hallelujah. God said, I'll give you the ground that your foot shall trod upon. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God. The Lord shall cause thine enemies to rise up against thee, to be smitten before thee. Sure, obstacles gonna come. Sure, you might have some enemies, but God said you're gonna see them smitten before your face. Oh, you got to be obedient. Hallelujah. I've seen it, y'all. I don't know about you. I've seen my enemies smitten before my face. I've watched God do this thing. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 And they shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. God gonna cause them to flee. Praise God. The Lord, I'm talking about what God gonna do for you. I ain't talking about what nobody, and a man can't do this for you. God. The Lord shall command the blessings upon thee and in your storehouse. In all that thou settest thine hand unto, whatever you put your hands to. God said, I'll bless you whatever you put your hand to do. Just do it unto the glory of God. Hallelujah. And he shall bless thee in the land. Praise God, gonna bless you in the land. God said in his word, he'll cause men to give unto your bosom. Praise God, which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee a holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee. If thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. Praise God. Hallelujah. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. This is the Lord speaking. This is not me. I'm just speaking, I'm just reading his blessings to you, and I know you have read it. But this is the way we kicking off this first year of the, for the kickoff this new year, 2019. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods. You should never have like nothing. He's going to make you plenteous in good, and in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, and in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. And the Lord will open thee his good treasure. Oh my God. His good treasure. He didn't say he was going to give you anything bad. He's going to give you nothing harsh. His good treasure. And we don't know what's in the treasure. Hallelujah. We don't know what God's going to pull out. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but he said he'll open up the windows of heaven. And we're going to get there in a little while, praise God. Hallelujah. He's going to pull out his good treasure. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. To get at the heavens to give rain unto the land in his season, and bless all the work of thine hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. Come on. God's got it, and he can open it up and do it. Praise God. The Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only and shall not be beneath, if that thou wilt hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command you this day. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command you this day, to the right hand nor to the left, to go after other gods and serve them. God said you shall not have no other god before him. He only wants you to serve him and him only. Praise God. Now, let's go over to Numbers chapter 6, 23 through 26. Now, this blessing, God, this was the highest blessing, which is called a priestly blessing, that was sent down from God to Moses, to his people. And God said, if you put this blessing, and I have heard this in the church many times, but when I come into the fullness of Christ, I began to understand it. God said, if you put this blessing upon people, and I'm telling you, I want you to go about, and I want you to put this blessing upon people. God told Moses, if you put these blessings upon people, I will bless. Let's read it. Praise God. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron, unto his son, saying, on this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you. Don't you want God's countenance? You can't even think about how God's countenance is. And give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. That's what God said. What a blessing. What a blessing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, if you are not satisfied with that one, let's go on over to First Chronicles. Praise God. Hallelujah. First Chronicles, chapter 4, 9 and 10. And we have read this many times. But Jabez, he prayed. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called upon the name of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil. Another blessing. God will keep you from evil, that it may grieve me. And God granted him that he requested. I'm saying, whatever you request from God tonight, whatever you request, make your request known. I think I ministered on that one time. I might have to minister. Make your request known unto God. Praise God. And Jabez said, Heavenly Father, I call upon you, the God of Israel. Oh, that you would bless us indeed and enlarge our territory, that your hand would be with me and that you would keep me from evil and that I may not cause pain. Father, I ask you to grant me what I requested the way you did Jabez. I pray that tonight for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is ready to bless his people. I feel like something is coming down the pipe this year. I just feel like somebody's going to be blessed. They're going to be blessed tremendously. I don't know how. I don't know how, because God's ways is not our ways, praise God. But God has something good for his children because he loves us so much, so very much, praise God. Psalms 41. 1 through 13 said, and this was a prayer from David in sickness. God is a healer tonight. Come on, somebody. Blessed is he that commandeth the poor. See, he thought about the poor. Do you think about the poor? God told us not to ever, I'm laying this out to you because I want you to be blessed this year. God said don't ever forget the poor, because the poor that we're going to have with us always. So David said, blessed is that commandeth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive. He's going to preserve you and keep you alive. Praise God. And shall be blessed upon the earth, and thou shalt deliver him unto the will of his enemies. And the Lord will strengthen him upon his bed of languishing. If you're sick, God going to, oh, he'll strengthen. And will make all his bed in his sickness. I said, Lord, be merciful unto me. Heal my soul. For I have sinned against thee. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The healer is in the house. Mine enemies seek evil of me. When shall he die and his name perish? See, people, that's what flesh wants you to do. But God, and if He come to see me, he speaketh vanity, his heart gathereth iniquity to itself. Then when he goeth abroad, he telleth it. See, that's what flesh does. Praise God. All that hate me whisper together against me. Against me do they devise my heart. An evil disease, say they, cleaveth fast unto him. And now that he lies, he shall rise up no more. Man, no expect for you to get up off the bed sometime, but God. Come on, somebody. If you are sick, believe God. Yea, mine own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, had lifted up his heel against me. But thou, O Lord, be merciful unto me, and raise me up, that I may requite thee. By this I know that thou favorest me. I'm telling you, my Bible is marked here. God favors you. Out of all what people try to do to you, God favors you. Because mine enemy doeth not triumph over me. And as for me, thou upholdest me in mine integrity, and settest me before thy face forever. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. Amen. Bless. I want you to be. I just want God to bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm excited for you. I'm excited what God is going to do for his children this year. That's what I'm excited about. I just believe that because God spoke that to me, and he told me to bless the people. As I said earlier, God said, if you bless the people, I'll bless them. Just go about blessing people this year. Put God bless. Don't worry about it if they be blessing. You don't. God told me, said, well, if they be blessed, don't worry about it because I have your time set. All right, glory, hallelujah. Let's look at John 14. Praise God. John 14, 13 and 14 says, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified. The Father want to be glorified when things happen in your life. When you be blessed, when you be set free, when you be delivered. The blessing wants to roll on down with you, praise God. And you shall ask anything in my name, God said. Anything. Just have faith and believe it and be obedient. If you ask anything in my name, you shall have it. Well, let's look over here where a lot of people don't like to look. The blessing prayer is if you ask anything in my name, this includes anything that pertaineth to life and godliness in Christ Jesus. Amen. Malachi 3, 10 through 18. Praise God. This is another thing or way that you can receive the blessing. This is another way that you can receive the blessings of God. Malachi. We want the windows of heaven to be open to us. We want to be prosperous. God promised to cripple or paralyze the enemy in this chapter. God will not allow the enemy to touch your finances. If you be obedient, you shall eat the good of the land, the fruit of our ground, so forth. Praise God. Hallelujah. So let's read it. It said, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in thine house. Come on. And prove me now wherewith. Herewith, said the Lord of hosts. The Lord said it, not me. If I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. Come on, somebody. I'm talking about the blessing now. The blessings of God. That I will not. You will not have room enough to receive it. Praise God. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake and shall not destroy the fruit of your ground. It will not be destroyed. Neither shall your vine cast a fruit before time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. Praise God. God is ready to bless. God is ready to bless.
and all nations shall call you blessed, and ye shall be a delightful land, said the Lord. Praise God. Your words have been stout against me, said the Lord. Yet ye say, what have we spoken so against thee? Ye have said, it is vain to serve God. And what profit? You know, some people say that. I don't believe there's a God. And they just going through a ritual. But it's a good thing to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. And now we call the proud happy. Yea, they that work wickedness are set up. Yea, they that tempt God are even delivered. Then they that feared the Lord spoke often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going on to 18. And they shall be mine, said the Lord of hosts, in that day when I will make up my jewels. God gonna make, you know, I tell people all the time, I'm going to be one of his jewels. Don't you want to be? Look at that. I just love that part. He said, and they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts. And in that day when God come back and get us, I'm going to be one of his jewels. And I will spare them as a man spareth his own son and serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between righteous and wickedness, and between him that serveth God and him that serveth not. Praise God. You're gonna discern some things. Praise God. God got some blessings. Hallelujah. That you have not even received yet. And God is waiting. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Praise God. Oh, praise the God. Praise the God of if we have time. Yes, we do have a little time here. Ephesians, praise God. It is the blessings of Ephesians 1, if you are writing these scriptures. I don't know whether you are, but if you are, Ephesians 1, 17 through 23 is the blessings of redemption. We want God's revelation, his eyes of understanding, wisdom and knowledge and so forth. Praise God. And we also have, I'm going to read that in a few minutes, but we also have Ephesians 3:16 through 21, God's plan, which is a blessing, that God would do according to us, give us according to his riches and glory, rooted and grounded in God's love, so forth. Praise God. But let's go to them right now. 1 Corinthians 17 through 23. Praise God. And I have them all marked here. Cease not to give thanks to you. Praise God. Making mention of you in my prayers. God don't even cease. Praise God. That God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. God gonna give you some wisdom and knowledge. Praise God. More than what you think you got it all. No, God got more for you. Praise God. And what is exceedingly greatness of his power to us who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. Praise God. Hallelujah. So God got some things, praise God, hallelujah, in heavenly places, and had put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is the body, the fullness in him that filleth all in all. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm excited in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. So let's do this last scripture, Ephesians 3:16-21. Praise God. Don't you want God to grant you something this year? Listen to it. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Starting at verse 16, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. Somebody ought to be shouting now. Baby, we can't imagine God's riches. He's rich in everything. We want to be granted according to his riches. Baby, that's plenty. That's plenty. Come on. Oh, praise God. Let me go on because, hey, my time running. According to his riches, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your heart. All of these are blessings. Come on, somebody. Every time somebody called out, I don't know whether they was getting it, but every time a blessing came down, I was shouting, I call a blessing in. I call a blessing in. I'm calling them in. Praise God. Hallelujah. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye may be rooted and grounded in love. If nothing don't happen right in your life, if you don't have love, everything is null and void. Everything hangs upon love. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yesterday I gave out books yesterday to everyone that was here, and there were 4 books on the fruits of the Spirit. One lady took one, the other little lady took the 3. When she realized what the other lady had took the 3, she wanted all 4 of them, because it was they all hung on love. One of them got love. Praise God. Let's look at this. May be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height. Praise God. And we know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that we might be filled with all fullness of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask. Come on, somebody. What are you going to ask for this year? I'm asking for God's blessings. Or think according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Are you going to ask God for his blessings? Are you going to be obedient to receive the blessings? Are you going to have blessings? Are you going to, oh, praise God, hallelujah. Are you going to bless someone else? Are you going to just you going to be so much in love that you're going to bless someone else so that the blessings can flow to you? So you can't be selfish in this thing. No, no. You got to be open to the Holy Spirit, and you got to be moving. I don't want nothing to stand in my way this year, because I'm doing something awesome in the lives of the people. It's almost time for me to go, but I just really want to share so much with you about this blessing. Praise God. But I just want to bless you. When you read the scripture, call the blessings in. Praise God. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he lift up his countenance towards you, and may he give you peace. I say God blessings upon you. I will let nothing stop me or hinder me from getting what God wants me to have. I pray God's blessing upon you, that every aspect of the enemy that tries to come in to tear, to steal, kill, and destroy out of your home, the devil is a liar tonight. You are fully whole. Praise God. May the Lord bless you. Be back here with me next Sunday night. Have a good night now. Bye-bye.